Well, a man and a woman were having dinner one night at a very expensive Italian restaurant. The waiter came over to take their order, and as soon as he did, the man at the table turned white, and he slipped under the table. And the waiter said, "Excuse me, ma'am, your husband just slipped under the table." She said, "No, waiter, my husband just came through that door." Today's gospel, we have an example of a woman caught in adultery. And it was, again, this is a very powerful reading. We often have this on the fifth Sunday of Lent because it shows how much Jesus loves the sinner but hates the sin. How Jesus is full of mercy and compassion, but he tells the woman, "Go and sin no more." Take a look at this short gospel from John. And it says Jesus was on the Mount of Olives. He would often spend the night in prayer. That's where the Garden of Gethsemane was, where Jesus would take upon himself the sins of the world and would sweat the bloody sweat on the Mount of Olives, taking upon himself your sins and my sins and the sins of this woman caught in adultery. So Jesus has spent the night in prayer, and now he goes from the Mount of Olives into the city of Jerusalem, and he went into the temple, and this is where he would sit and teach the crowds. And it says on this particular occasion, this particular morning, the scribes and the Pharisees brought in a woman who had been caught in adultery. Now, oftentimes the scribes and Pharisees would not get along with each other, but they ganged up against Jesus to try to trap him, to bring some charge against him. And obviously, these scribes and Pharisees were not truly concerned with justice, otherwise they would have brought the man as well, right? They only brought the woman. They probably set a trap for her and caught her in the very act of adultery and made her stand before everyone in her shame. And they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of committing adultery." Now, according to the law of Moses, they're referring to Leviticus chapter 20, it says, "Moses commanded us to stone such women. What do you say?" Here they thought they had the Lord in a perfect trap, because he would either have to violate the Mosaic law or violate Roman law. According to the Romans, the Jews were not allowed to put anyone to death. The Romans had to do that themselves. Only they could execute the death penalty. But they thought they had Jesus in a trap. Either if he said, "No, let's not stone her," then they would say, "You are violating the Mosaic law. You're not a follower of the teachings of Moses." Or if he said, "Yes, stone her," then they would have him arrested for violating Roman law. So they thought they had the Lord in the perfect trap. Of course, the Lord sees their evil intentions and their evil plots, and he bends down and began to write on the ground. It's only the only time in Scripture where the Lord ever writes anything. He was always preaching, but never indicated he wrote anything. And of course, he did not write anything permanently. When you write in the dust, it does not last very long. But he was ignoring them. He saw their hypocrisy. And it says they continued to ask him. And so he stood up and said, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." So yes, he said she was guilty of sin. But it is up to God to judge. It is up to God to condemn her. We don't have that ability to. And so again, he began to write in the ground. What was he writing this time? Many of the saints and scholars and scripture scholars say Jesus was probably writing out the Ten Commandments. He began to write them out. And one by one, as the crowd gathered around and looked over those commandments, they did their examination of conscience and realized their own sinfulness and began to walk away one by one, beginning with the elders. So it hit them that they too were guilty of other sins, perhaps. Maybe not that one, but maybe others. And so pretty soon, they were all gone. And then Jesus says to the woman, notice how much she shows her great respect and great dignity, because she is a daughter of God, as all of us are sons and daughters of God. We have great dignity as children of God. He says, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" And she said, "No one, sir." And now Jesus, who is the only one who could condemn her, because he was the only one there without sin, says, "Neither do I condemn you. But go, and from now on, sin no more. So Bishop Sheen, in his excellent book, The Life of Christ, says the reason why he was so merciful and why he did not condemn her. Bishop Sheen says, but why would he not condemn her? And the answer is because he himself, Jesus, the Son of God, would be condemned in her place. He would be condemned for her. Our Lord really was the only one in that crowd who had the right to take up a stone and execute judgment against her, because he was without sin. On the other hand, he did not make light of sin, for he assumed its burden. Forgiveness cost the price of his own blood, and on the hill of Calvary, where justice and mercy were satisfied, he himself would pay the price for her sin. If you want to see a powerful movie, I always recommend watching The Passion of the Christ in Holy Week. I always try to watch it at least once in Holy Week or on Good Friday. And there's a powerful scene of this woman caught in adultery and how it's a flashback from Jesus being scourged at the pillar and carrying the cross and being crucified, where he flashes back to his forgiveness of this woman. Again, it's a very powerful scene. I encourage you to watch the movie in the next couple of weeks. So that's the reason why Jesus was so forgiving and merciful and loving towards her, because he himself would die for her. He himself would die in her place. As the scriptures say, Jesus, the innocent one, would die for the sake of the guilty. And notice how he treats her with such great respect and dignity as a fallen daughter of God. There's an old saying, love the sinner, but hate the sin. Sin is horrible. It separates people from God. It can separate them from God for all eternity, sadly, sometimes, if it's unrepentant mortal sin. But Jesus, who hates the sin, shows respect and compassion towards the sinner. And that's, I think, the focus of today's gospel. Jesus called a sin a sin, and he was able and willing to forgive her because he would die in her place.